What's up, guys? So unfortunately, while I was editing the podcast, I figured out we won't be able to have a video episode this week, but the audio was able to be fixed somewhat. So there won't be a YouTube this week, but we still got the audio. So with that being said, go ahead. Let's get into the episode. Make sure y'all stop what y'all doing right now. go ahead and like, comment, subscribe on the episode.
Yes.
On YouTube. Even our audio listeners, I know we got a lot of audio listeners. I'm not here to tell you to stop listening to audio. I'm just here to tell you stop what you're doing. Go check out the YouTube, like it. And you can come right back to the audio.
Yep. And subscribe to it. Make sure you subscribe.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Please. So. But other than that, man, how was your week? Oh, wait, no.
We have to address. Oh, thank you, India. It's your boy.
Yeah. Don Morales. And also, so y'all could clearly see that the star of the show is not
yes.
here. Yes. Mr. Wavy. Mm-hmm. And it's for good reason.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody's birthday was today.
Absolutely.
We recording this on a Monday. And, it was his birthday, so, you know, shout out to Mr. Wavy.
Happy birthday. To that man, you know? Yeah. Yeah, man. He's popping bottles right now, so he said, forget us.
Yeah.
He has shit to do.
You know what I'm saying? He living it up. You know how he do it. He in the club.
Oh, yeah.
All above, yeah. Throwing no cash in the air and all.
You
that,
know so. It.
So, shout out to my boy. Wish plenty of wonderful more years.
Absolutely.
So if y'all do see him, if after y'all hear this, it'll be a couple days past his birthday, 2 days, 3 days. Yeah, 3 days after, two days past his birthday. So just wish him a happy birthday, even if it's late.
Yeah, he'll even still appreciate it.
All my life. So. Other than that, though, let's go ahead and how was your week?
My week was actually really good. Okay. Not because of work, but because of the things that I did outside of work. I feel like it's harder for me to navigate at work when I don't like the people that I work with. Especially coming from a job where I actually liked the people. I looked forward going to work.
Right.
And then coming to this job, I'm like, huh, hello, how you doing?
Have you just not found your person yet, or you really just don't like these people?
I don't think I found my person yet. And then the people that I talk to the most, they work on the day shift. So I see them and I'm like, I talk to them for an hour and then they leave. But there's a few people on my shift where I'm like, if they don't work, I get shitty. Because I'm like, who the hell are these people telling these corny ass jokes? Now I got a fake laugh for 8 hours. That's a long ass time. That's a long ass time. So yeah, work is work. I'm still getting adjusted to, I don't know, I guess the kind of people that I work with. But outside of work, this past weekend was super fun. Just hanging out with my friends. We went to this Afrobeats festival that was not very festive, but
it wasn't a lot of people or something.
It wasn't. Like, we walked in there and they were playing African music. They had that little camera that spins, you know.
Oh, did y'all do that?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no. Oh, man. We did it. So we were going to do it, but we stood in line for food for so long. We spent most of our time doing that. Yeah.
Oh.
But I did get to try African food for the first time. So that was cool.
Was it good?
It was good. It was good. What they had left was good. And then the next day, we actually went to an African restaurant. And I got to try egusi soup and fufu for the first time. And it was good. So that was nice. Okay. Trying new things, getting out more. And I went to go see Nope. I'm going to wait for y'all to review it, but I'm excited for y'all to go see it. People have been saying...
I'm excited because I know it's...
Go ahead.
I already know it's good.
It is.
I don't care what... Jordan Peele can't do nothing wrong.
He cannot. Right now. He cannot. And like, right now. People have been saying that it sucked, and I'm like, you don't get it. You don't get it, but I know that Jordan Peele... has a winner on his hands if I leave the theater still talking about the shit. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good as hell. And I'm going to see it again tomorrow. That's what's up. Just in case I miss something. So, yeah.
All right, but I'm going to try to go see it tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we're going to reconvene because I definitely got, I love to talk about movies after the movie.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, that was my week. Just, I'm enjoying being able to go out and do more things outside of work. So
I feel that.
There's plenty to do here. So
that's Oh, yeah. So that's what's up. Mm-hmm. That's what's up for real.
Yeah. How about you?
But,
how's your week been?
Man, my week. Last week was a little difficult. I won't lie.
Oh,
I had work was just killing the nigga. I ain't gonna lie, they was fucking me up, but like they put me basically in charge of this big project.
Mm-hmm.
And with the project, basically, it's like a lot is riding on it. But also, mm-hmm. the project is one of these types of projects where it's like, oh, everybody else got like, let's say everybody else got the start date of this day,
right.
like two months ago. But we all got the same due date.
Mm-hmm.
But they got to start 2 months ago. I got to do all of the shit that they did
right now
in half the time, basically. Right. So, but when the... So, me having to do it in half the time is one of the big problems.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is that my thing is, let's just say it's a bigger deal than theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Like... other branches or other parts of us, theirs was like, oh, you know, if y'all mess up, not a lot riding on it.
Right.
If I mess up, the whole company is riding on it.
Oh, shit. Like,
in a big way. Yes.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm like, wait, so can I not say, like, can I say no? And they like, oh, no. Like, y'all are doing this. And I'm like... okay.
So you're being forced to do it.
Yeah.
Basically. Yep. And it's like detrimental to the company.
Yeah, if it don't go well. If it don't go well.
That's a lot of pressure, Dom. That's a lot.
It is.
And they would pull that shit a week before you go on vacation.
Bruh. Before I go on vacation, G, I was like, come on now.
Yeah.
But... one good thing came out of this, and I'm like a big fan of doing this for employees, and that's looking out. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, shit, I'm always looking like for the next opportunity for somebody else. Like, all right, man, I want this person to move up. They've been doing good, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, shit, I'm going to need a helper.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my, I'm not going to say favorite employees because I ain't trying to get in trouble, but. One of the employees, you know,
yeah,
like it's just cause she know how to do the job. She work, she work hard too, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I fuck with that. Like, it's like, right. Damn, you come, you do your job, and you do what you're supposed to do. Like, you don't make my life harder.
Exactly.
So, I'm like, I put her in the like, all right, well, this is basically gonna be my person to mm-hmm. handle a lot of the stuff while I'm gone, and it's gonna put a lot of eyes on her. So I hope she live up to it, because I think she I fought hard, though. I fought hard to get her in the position to make this move.
Mm-hmm.
So, because a few people was like, I don't think so. That ain't, nah. And I'm like, man, let her do it, G. Let her do it. Let her prove. And we're going to see. I pray.
That so, you got a second in command. That's what's up.
Yeah. So, and I'm kind of going to be taking off of my, like, normal duty. Like, I do have my normal duties, but, like, this is much bigger, so. We'll see. It'll make me look really good if I pull this off.
You will. So we'll you see. Got it. Ain't no if. You got
I
it.
I will.
You got this.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
They're just trying to play honestly, with you right though, now, but you got it.
In my head, though, because I know how business work.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I stopped getting like irritated about it because I was like, you know what? If this is such a big deal, they're not going to let me fail.
No.
They're not going to let me do it. Like, they got to figure out something. Whether it's support, that I need support or something else. They're going to have to figure something out. Like, there's no way y'all going to let me fail if it's this big of a deal. Exactly. If it's not, then, you know what I'm saying? So, when I ask for help or support on something else, y'all going to have to do it. So, yep. I'm going to use that to my advantage.
I was about to say, I would ask for all kinds of shit.
Oh, man. The list I got is, boy, they don't even know. But
milk their asses dry till there's nothing left.
Oh, my life.
All the shit they done put you through.
Gee, and I be so quick to, like, tell people, like, they be like, oh, damn, you spending a lot of money. I'm like, bro, this ain't my money. This on the company.
Exactly.
They'll be okay.
They'll be fine.
This ain't my money. Yeah, they'll be fine.
Right.
Look at us. We are working here. We work for them. They're good. So,
yep.
Other than that, though, I got a week vacation. I'm on my little week vacation. And I'm just, you know, relaxing, not really getting into too much playing the game with the guys. And I got a few little business things I got to take care of this week. But other than that, I'm possibly going to be starting a little part-time job. We'll see how that work out.
Oh, yeah, shit.
I'm just trying to stack up before Christmas. Because, like, my regular job is I'm making decent money and all that, but I won't, like, I want to have a really, really good Christmas this year. Like, I want a really good Christmas. So,
yeah,
we'll see how it go. Other than that, though, that's pretty much all that's been going on. Oh, I tried a new hairstyle out.
Yeah.
As I can see, I got the little twist in instead of the fro. So, trying a little something out. You know, I'm going through what I would consider is the ugly stage. But, you know, I know my friends is all being nice. I'm like, no. They're not.
And, you know, okay. We would tell you if it looked bad. We'd be like, hey, don't put the hat on, man. Just for a few weeks. Go and put the hat on.
But... shit, I'm still gonna keep the hat on because I'm comfortable, but not 100% comfortable. So,
yeah,
well, I'll get there though. I'm working on my next step is going to work like this because my employees is a bunch of fucking comedians, and everybody gonna have a fucking joke, and I'm sensitive about my hair, so I'm gonna have to. Then I'm like, well, bitch. Well, that's why you live in that dirty ass. And you know what I'm saying? Now I'm saying some real shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that. So, other than that, though, that's how my week has been, man. I'm just taking it all in stride.
Yeah. Well, make sure you relax this week before you got to take your ass back to work. Like, actually relax.
I know for a fact I'm going to close my eyes and wake up and it's going to be Sunday.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And that hurts. It hurt my heart because every minute that passed, I get closer and closer to Sunday. And I'm like, God damn. So.
Yeah. Especially like when you play the game for a long amount of time, you be like, oh shit, it's a new day. Let me hurry up and go to fuck to sleep so I can still have some of this day left.
Yep.
So. It goes by fast.
I'm not looking forward to it, but it is what it is. I actually got like another vacation right after that, so I'm not really tripping. It's like I'm coming back for a week, and then I'm going to be there for like 1 week, and then I'm right back out. So,
okay.
No big deal. No big deal. Yeah. I'll figure. I'll be okay. Other than that, oh yeah, that's my week. So yeah. Let's go ahead and get into these topics. So let me go ahead and pull these up. So let's get into these mixed culture topics, man. So first thing first, y'all know how much we love Subway on this podcast.
Don't start speaking French in this bitch.
Don't try to act like y'all don't love them tuna sandwiches.
Hell no. You're the only one in this bitch eating tuna from Subway. Hey, that fake
that ass meat. And I found somebody else that liked tuna at my job. She was like, yeah, all I get is the tuna. I was like, thank you. The tuna and the meatballs. That's it. That's the only thing
that they got. She be showing up to work every day?
Hell yeah. Yeah, she be there every day. Yeah.
Yep. You had she to think about her. It.
I had to make sure in my head, like, hold on, do she be at work? But no, she really do be at work every day. Yep. So shout out to the tuna sandwich. People.
Yes, oh my gosh.
Shout out to my people that fuck with that Subway tuna, because the tuna is actually really good. I really wish I would give it a real shot. Like, who cares that it's fake? Or if it is or not.
I just can't fucking do it. I don't know what it is about tuna, but I can only eat it if it's made at home. I can't go to a restaurant and say, hey, slap some tuna on that. I cannot do it.
I'm going to tell you something, though. You might not want to come eat tuna in my house, because one day I'm going to just ask them, I'm going to just buy some tuna from there. I'm gonna just buy some tuna from there.
Dom, and I will knock all your shit over.
And I'm gonna be like, hey, India, we got some tuna in the fridge. You want some? You're gonna be like, oh, I guess I'll try some. It's gonna look like it's homemade. I'm gonna put it in a bowl and everything.
No, and it's not gonna look homemade.
And once you eat it, it is. It's gonna look just like regular tuna. You're gonna eat it, and I'm like, oh, how is it? And you're gonna be like, oh, this is actually pretty good. And I'm like, yeah, it's Subway.
Dom, I'm going to know Subway. The difference between homemade tuna and Subway's gray-ass tuna.
It's not even gray. It's kind of pinkish. It's like pink a little bit. Yeah, it is.
That shit is a grayish brown.
Wow, you gotta... Y'all just sleep. Y'all sleep on tuna. I'm sorry. Oh, y'all sleep on the tuna, and it is what it is. And they got a sign. They got a sign on the thing that say our tuna is real. So it's got to be real. It say it on the little thing on the little.
You're lying.
I'm dead serious. Last time I went to Suna, it said our tuna. I mean, I said last time I went to Suna. Last time I went to Subway, my brain be moving. And my mouth can't keep up.
That's all right. That's all right.
But last time I went to Subway, it said it on the thing where you like look at the bread, like choose what bread you want. It said it right there, like our tuna is real. And I'm like, all right, bet. So you gotta believe them. They can't lie.
I just need you to know that if you went to a steakhouse and they had controversy about whether their meat was real or not. And they had a sign that said, our steaks are real. Mm-hmm. You'd believe them?
Yeah, you got to.
You'd get in a van that said free candy on it, wouldn't you?
Well, hold on. Let me ask some questions. Is there I have to know that somebody came out of there and got candy from the van.
No, Dom, there's kidnappers in there. There's no candy.
Well, then I'm not going to go. At least with Subway, I know somebody came, ate a tuna sandwich before and walked out. You know what I'm saying? Everything's
But you
good.
Don't know that the tuna's real.
It ain't doing nothing bad. What happened to me? Nothing happened to me. I'm good. Look at me. I'm walking around, moving around. Everybody that had the tuna.
And when you take your ass to Subway tomorrow and them guts is bubbling, don't say a damn thing.
More than Subway that made these guts bubble, so it's all good. It's all good. We'll figure it out. I will figure it out like any other time. And you know what?
Speaking of Subway. Oh, my gosh.
Let me tell y'all what my good company is doing, y'all. Let me tell y'all what they really up to, man. So Subway is offering a free sandwich for life. For life. Look, for the rest of your entire life, all you got to do is get a tattoo of a footlong. Come on, man. That's an amazing deal. That is literally an amazing. No, it's not. How is it? Free tuna sandwiches for the rest of your life? I'm literally thinking about doing this.
They're never going to
have any money. I am literally thinking about
it. I pray you're joking.
I am not joking. I am literally.
Where are you going to get it? Where are you going to get it?
So it say, this is where it say. Oh, like where on my body?
Yeah.
Where do they want me to get it? I don't give a fuck. I won't put it on my face, but that's about it. Like, I can't think of none. It's, I mean, I just don't see no other tattoos paying out this type of thing. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no other tattoos paying out this type of thing.
With this much of a payoff?
Yeah. They said fans of, hold on, let me look it up. Fans of the sandwich chain are invited to a block party in Las Vegas on Wednesday. God damn it, that's 2 days.
You're on vacation.
Oh, yeah, I am on vacation. You're right. Where 9 people will be. Oh, only 9 people. 9 people will be eligible to have DJ Tambo, a 2-time winner of the Ink Masters reality TV show or TV series, or someone from his team draw a tattoo of the Subway series logo. And anybody that has that logo or that tattoo on them gets a free sub for life. Yeah. So, if you're in the Las Vegas area, you may really want to consider this, especially if you're homeless and you just so happen to get a hold of this podcast before then, because it's happening Wednesday. This episode coming out Wednesday. If you listen to this quick enough and you get out there, you could get you some free Subway for life. And then you could get your, come on, a tuna sandwich put you right on the right track. Or meatball sandwich. Hey, or the meatball sandwich. Have you had the meatball sandwiches? Best meatball sandwich.
I haven't. I always get the... I get the chicken teriyaki sub all the time.
Oh, that shit is overrated. It's absolutely
no,
overrated.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. That chicken
more overrated than tuna?
The chicken not even real. You could look at that chicken and tell it's not real. Y'all questioning the tuna. You could look at that chicken and know that that shit is some bologna.
But ever since the controversy, you think I've taken my ass to Subway? Yes, but not as many times as before they said the chicken wasn't real. But
you had Bologna chicken. Bologna. Yeah.
Bologna.
Yeah. That chicken is false. It's faux, if you will.
So is the tuna.
No, the tuna at least attempts to mimic tuna. That chicken absolutely looks like...
Attempt to mimic tuna.
Yeah, but
mimic tuna.
Whatever. It tastes good. The chicken don't even taste good. That chicken teriyaki ain't nothing without the sweet onion sauce. Nothing without it. And guess what? Put the sweet onion sauce on the tuna. So now what?
You're a menace to society.
It's actually really good. Oh my God, don't knock it until you try it. I'm dead serious. Put the
mayonnaise. You know what, Dom? I will make you a deal right now.
Okay, yeah, but
I will eat a sandwich from Subway in your face. I will eat a tuna sandwich with whatever you tell me to put. Mm-hmm. Like, hold on. Pause. Whatever you put on your sandwiches.
Uh-huh.
Don't be throwing no wild shit.
No, I would never do that because I want you to like it.
Okay. I will do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see each other this weekend.
Yep.
If you watch The Mummy 1 and 2.
Oh, my God. You might as well count me out. That shit is over. That shit is super dead. What? Fuck that movie. What? I won't do it. I can't do it.
You have a chance to change my mind about this damn tuna that you've been talking about for years.
The stakes are too high. I apologize. I can't. Okay, I could dare do something like that. You had a better chance of getting me to fly or something. That's dead. That is dead. The mummy is no. You know what's crazy is I was flipping through channels and the mummy was on and I was like, I almost got sick to my stomach. I was like, oh God, get this off the screen. Oh my gosh. Like, it just looked awful. That,
you're being ridiculous. You're being ridiculous.
Some movies I'm too good for, and that is one of them. Two of them, actually. You said two. One,
I two. Cannot believe.
They should.
You use, wouldn't.
They should use that in torture chambers.
You wouldn't. You could change my mind about this damn sandwich. What if it's just one of the movies? Okay. What if it's my favorite one of the two?
One movie. So, The Mummy 1?
No, The Mummy 2.
Then I won't have no context. No,
The Mummy 1 is my favorite one.
I won't have no context. I won't know.
Yeah, watch The Mummy 1.
And also,
yeah, watch the first one.
The dude that's in The Mummy, I think he liked to talk. He was in, some shit. Damn it. He is in The Kingsman. He the bald head dude. Not.
Yeah, the villain.
Yeah, he ain't no Egyptian. All they did was spray some gold on him.
He's not.
Yeah, that's sons.
None of them are Egyptian.
Yeah, but they tried to make it
it's
seem
like it's definitely whitewashed.
Yeah. But, all right, but, that's a, you got a deal. The Mummy 1 for tuna okay, sandwich.
Okay, so I just want to let you know that I would have did a foot long if you would have watched both of them.
It don't matter. All you need is 6 inches. Okay, now you get an A. And guess what? That's going to be the best thing. You're going to double back and get that sandwich. Watch. Oh, I'm about to hook this bitch up. You're going to see.
Oh. Okay.
Yep, it's all.
Okay.
It's on and popping.
All right.
Hey, America, y'all heard that.
And if you back out, I promise you. Uh-huh. I will treat you like you treat us in Monopoly.
No, I am.
I will be looking for revenge the whole time.
One thing about me is I am a man of my word. I am going to watch this trash movie.
It's not trash, though. This movie is so good. No, it's not. When's the last time you watched this movie? Like, sat down and watched it?
Damn, did I even make it through it all the way first? The first time? I don't think I even made it through it the first time I watched it. And that was around the time it came out. Yeah, I didn't make it through that movie. Maybe, damn, I don't know. I don't think I ever watched it all the way through, to be honest with you.
I'm so excited.
It's just sand everywhere.
I'm so excited to prove you wrong.
It's just sand and...
About this movie.
And fake monster. So...
You watch movies about fake monsters all the time. What's one more?
Okay, I'll watch it. Oh, wait till right. Y'all hear okay. That Mixed Emotions family. Y'all see the deal. It's on the table. And when she had this tuna sandwich, you got to tell everybody how you feel about it, that it was amazing. And it's
oh,
on
my gosh. Popping. I'm scared for my fucking life.
I can't fucking wait. Oh,
my gosh.
Shout out to Subway, man. The good folks at Subway. Y'all should go ahead and sponsor the podcast. Moving on, though. Next thing on the oh wait, we didn't even talk about would you get the tattoo though?
Fuck no.
What? It's a good
no.
Imagine you down and out. You ain't got no cash. Damn, I'm hungry and I'm broke. You go in the Subway, hey y'all, I got the thing. I got the tattoo. You really not gonna live that life? They ain't say how. What if they say the tattoo just gotta be right here on your shoulder? Right here on your shoulder. You wear a t-shirt and cover that up.
No.
Wow. That pride. That pride.
Maybe. Not pride. I'm just not willing to do it for Subway. Another restaurant? Absolutely. Subway?
McDonald's.
Bit fucking lost.
You're thinking about McDonald's, but no. Oh my God. It was a dead no on Subway, but you're thinking about McDonald's?
I thought about chicken nuggets.
Oh my God.
Because that's
no.
All I can put no. Over there.
The fact that you even gave it some thought and you just completely shot down Subway where you can
okay.
Eat fresh.
Now listen. If it was like, if it was Chick-fil-A or
Chick-fil-A is
Five Guys or something like that.
Chick-fil-A is overrated.
Chick-fil-A is very overrated, okay. But their chicken tenders and their mac and cheese.
That mac and cheese
and their Oreo milkshakes.
Ass. I had that mac and cheese. No, that shit is terrible. Oh, I should have threw
because
that shit right back
and
in their face. I should have
connoisseur and you.
Oh, I should have drove right back around through the drive through and just tossed it in their face. Got up out of there.
My pleasure. Yeah.
And knowing how long that line be, I'd be stuck in the line after I threw it in their face, just sitting there.
You just yeah. Hold it in your hand. Just wait.
Just wait. I got something. Like, get up here. But
oh my god.
Chick-fil-A, they overrated. Five Guys is too much. They cost too much. That's why I don't be going there for a double cheeseburger.
But if you could get a tattoo, get it for free for the rest of your life.
I guess you're right. I mean,
you would need it.
I would. I guess I would. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not too many places that if they offered a tattoo, where I'd be like, I'm not doing that. Like, let's say even a place that I don't really like. Damn, I ain't got no real places that I don't really like that. But, like, if Arby's, people sleep on Arby's. But if they offered it, I'm there every
all
day.
All the time.
I'm trying to tell you, y'all sleep on Arby's, the black community, the whole black community. Go ahead, check out Arby's, y'all.
They be play with Arby's, and I don't understand where that came from. Because Arby's has always been good.
I actually was a part of that community that was doing that. And then... And then my boy was like, hey, man, he had something. He was like, hey, whole time, you might want to check him out, though. I said, nah. He came back with the jalapeno bites with the bronco berry sauce. I said, oh. Oh, so you're serious. I went up there right away. I went right up there. I said, let's get back in the car. We going right now. Let's go. So, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, he changed my life that day. But all right, man. Shout out to everybody. I hope all of those people that can get the tattoo get it and really use that shit for real. And so
they probably will, because I am certain that you and those other eight people are the only ones.
I'm telling you, it's gonna be thousands of people trying to get that tattoo. Thousands. Maybe,
There will be a lot of people eat Subway.
Yeah, eat fresh. Believe it or not. So, and it's a real tuna. All right, moving on. The next story we have, all right, so it was this viral post going around on Instagram or just social media period, but I seen it on Instagram of this man. It was actually a TikTok, a man asking, these several black women, would they snitch on their homegirl or cheat on a man? What do you think the percentage of women said cheat on their men?
Oh, there was an actual percentage?
I mean, I could just tell you the percentage.
Oh, no. Okay. I think it was 89%.
Said that they were going to cheat on their men? You'd be false. Mm-hmm. It was 100%. Every single one of those girls said they would cheat on their man before they snitched on their homegirls, which brings me to my next point. Women cheat more than men.
I don't think. Think they cheat better.
Oh, yeah, better and more.
More? Yes.
I'm tired of the men being thrown on the grill all the time.
I want to know what makes you think, makes you feel that way. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Let me tell you something. When you're good at something, when Michael Jordan is good at something, he good at putting the ball in the hoop, he didn't stop putting the ball in the hoop. He kept doing it. And that's my theory.
Right.
That's my theory. I think that women found out that, we good at this. We can, not all women. If you feel guilty, though, and you're getting upset right now, you should look inward.
I'm talking to you.
Look inward. If I'm not talking about you, you have nothing to be upset about. All right. But to move on, I think men are just like dumb. We're dumb. Or careless. Like,
It's not a big, mm-hmm. like, it's like a, damn. If we don't jump through the hoops. I've heard women talk about the hoops that they jump through to cheat on a nigga. And I'd be like, wow. Wow, you really don't want to get caught. And you won't. You won't get caught. Niggas jump through at one hoop. One. And after you got them through the one hoop.
Get tired and won't jump through it again.
You'd be like, oh, no, I seen you jump through that hoop. And it's like, well, you got me. Or they just gonna keep deny, but I mean that's pretty much it. But I just thought this post was interesting. Like, what is your take on this? Like, would you rather snitch on your homegirls or cheat on your man?
Can I say neither?
Nope, I don't think that was an option.
You didn't have to look back at the screen. I don't think that was an option. Okay, wait. What am I snitching on them about?
You just a snitch in a book.
Like my best
your
friends?
Girl, that's your dogs. Shit. Your dogs. Those are peoples. What you gonna do, India? Oh my God, no, India, not you too. You gonna cheat on your man too? Oh my God! Y'all are running rampant. This is crazy.
This is the thing. I need to know what I'm snitching on my girls for. You know what I'm saying?
Or it could be really.
And I need to know how.
Just know.
What would you do?
No, this is not the question. The question is not a...
No. Because if memory serves me correctly, he asked men, too.
I've never seen that on that video. I looked at that video. He ain't said anything.
I did, though. I saw that one.
He ain't said no.
But I saw it.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to snitch on the homeboys. I can't cheat on my woman. Mm-mm.
You would send your niggas to the slammer? Yeah.
That's the love of my life. You gotta understand.
That's crazy.
It's the love of my life. What am I gonna do?
That's crazy. It's fucked up.
It's fucked up out here, man. That's the love of my life, dog. Damn, what you want me to do? You gonna hold me at night?
Yeah.
You can't hold me at night like she can.
Oh, shit.
Come on, dog. Hell no. So I gotta do it. I gotta get out of there. I gotta get out. And I apologize to him for the rest of my life for it. There you go. I was in an impossible position.
That's admirable, Dom.
I was in an impossible position, my boy. You understand?
Yeah.
There you go. Now you.
You're a good man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now you. What are you doing?
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and snitch on my friends because you shouldn't have put me in a position where I had to tell on your ass. You out here robbing banks and stealing from people and shit.
What if
in
it was
my
just,
car? I'm just making
what
up a
if
scenario.
It was just this is the scenario. Here go the hypothetical right here. Your homegirl is cheating on her person, right? On her partner, whatever they are, woman, man, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
They cheating on their person. So you either gotta tell on them about their cheating to their significant other, or you gotta cheat. That's an even call right there. What you gonna do? Nothing that they would go to jail
that
for.
That is a situation I pray I am never in. My gosh.
Now, damn, that was a good hypothetical. I should have saved that for my week.
Well, I'll do mine next week. No, I'm playing. But damn, that was really good. That's a good one. To be honest with you.
So they cheating, you know about Dumb. It. And you like, they like, somebody like, all right, either you're going to have to tell on them or you're going to have to cheat to get out of this one. And they letting you choose who you cheat with.
Huh.
Oh my God. Now this became easier.
I'm joking.
No.
I'm joking.
Oh, Chris Brown on the table.
No. Honestly, I wouldn't cheat with Chris Brown.
Well, what's my dude? My nigga, Daniel Kaluuya.
That nigga, morals right on out the window. Okay, honestly, damn.
This is difficult right here.
So you get to sleep with Jill Scott if you snitch on your homie. You get to sleep. Well, I ain't gonna say Felicia Rashad. That's somebody mama. But you get what I'm saying.
Everybody, somebody mama.
Oh my god,
Big Felicia.
Damn.
Jill Scott. Damn. What is her name? Oh, forgot it that quick. All right, but yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Honestly, either way, I could get a new man and I could get a new best friend.
Y'all locked in, though. You and this dude locked in.
We locked in.
He's real serious.
And he looks like Daniel.
Not really, kind of. Not at all, actually. All
right. Yeah. You could let me have that. Not in this
hypothetical. He absolutely.
You're making me answer this question.
Anything like him, actually, even a little bit. He's white. Okay. Unfortunately,
that's rude.
He's white, but you found love for him.
I'm cheating.
The whites been cheating on us for years, so it's like it was bound to happen. This is payback for our ancestors. So,
well, you made it easier. Yep. Call it reparations. I ain't snitching on my girls. Shit.
Once you white, I mean, I guess it's kind of like
it's Daniel Kaluuya.
Yeah, if I was like with a white woman in that case, it's just like shit happens. I never really thought about this, but like if I think it's best that I ended up with a black woman because I'm not sure I would care about too many things. And I'm not like this is no diss to white women or nothing. Like y'all are great people. I'm sure. I don't know, but I mean like to be in a relationship with. I have no clue. You know, it's clearly it's a lot of niggas that like white women. But. Mm-hmm. I never thought about it, but like I think I would care a little bit less about if I did something wrong. Like maybe I just don't have the love and I don't understand that yet.
You know what? That's interesting.
I never thought about it, but
that's very interesting.
Yeah, like if I do something wrong, it's just like you'll be alright. If it's a black woman and I do something wrong, and I'll be like, damn, I fucked up. Like you feel worse.
Yeah.
But
yeah. So it's crazy because I've heard people say they feel like black men are with white women because they can get away with more.
Oh, shit. Well, I wasn't trying to prove a point. I wasn't trying to prove nobody's point, but
that was an accident. Yeah,
I don't know. I kind of, it may be true. I mean, maybe they don't. Maybe that's not the point, but like low-key underlying, they don't know it, and it's like, I really don't give a fuck. Like, I could just, I'll do whatever I want. Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But no, seriously, I wouldn't cheat. I wouldn't cheat on him because he's white. I would cheat on him because it's Daniel Kaluuya.
Oh, so and your friend had nothing to do with this
It's
anyway.
My best friend.
Oh.
I said it's my best friend. Okay. I just said it after. I said
Daniel. Right, because that's the most important part. All right, gotcha.
Yeah. It is. You know it. You know
it. I guess, I don't know. Look. All right. I'm not going. Come on, y'all. I don't want to. It depends on how serious my friend's relationship with his person is. Oh, damn. My stuff going on. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Stop. All right. But it depends on how serious their relationship is. If they just started going together, big dog, I'm locked in. I gotta get you up, big dog. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh yeah.
I'm locked in. You gotta understand that. But if they not like, I mean, if they locked in too, Damn, man, I'm so big on like not getting in nobody.
They're locked in.
I'm not trying to get in nobody's shit, dog. Like, cause that the thing is, just cause you tell on him, don't mean she gonna fuck with you one. Cause she hates you. She hates you.
Yeah.
And damn, dog, I might have to just explain to my girl, like, look, this is the situation I was in, you know? Now, I don't want to fuck up what they got going, you feel me? So, I, you know, and then they told me, you know, Jill Scott, I had to. I ain't got no choice.
I had to. No
choice, you know? Oh, Tabria Majors is another one. I don't know if you know who that is. No, yeah, yep. Tabria Majors.
I do. Yeah, the model.
I had to. I ain't had no choice. What am I supposed to do? So, yeah.
I think it's easier for me to answer because I'm not in a relationship right now. So, of course, I'm cheating on that nigga. You're in a whole
nother. Oh, well, see, now, and I'm married, so my wife got to come first anyway over my friends. So, I gotta snitch on you again, big dog. Damn, I done snitched on you 3 times now. God damn, I done snitched on you.
Damn.
3 times? God.
That's crazy.
I'm so sorry, y'all. Well, right. You gotta understand, I'm in an impossible situation. I'm losing to a friend or who else gonna hold me tonight, like I said. Nobody else.
And it ain't gonna be your friend.
Yeah, I mean,
gonna be like, you looking out, big dog.
Yeah, absolutely not. I wouldn't even let him. So, what do I do?
Yep.
All right. Well,
I wouldn't even let him.
I'm fucked, and no matter which way this goes. Hopefully, my friends is I know my friends are super understanding though. I'm like, I shouldn't have fucked up anyway. It's like, you know.
Yeah, so, you shouldn't have put me in that position.
Why are you gonna do that? See? Why you do that to me?
Yeah. You
know? If anybody should be mad, it's me.
Because look what you did.
Yeah, look what you did. You ruined our friendship. Well, moving on. That was a good little... that was funny. All right, last thing.
That was good.
We already talked about Netflix multiple times and these bitch ass niggas changing the prices. Mm-hmm. They back at it. They back at it again.
Yep.
I seen a post that says Netflix is expanding its push to charge people for sharing accounts. It looks for new ways to make money after years of massive growth. The streaming service said it would ask subscribers in five countries in Central and South America to pay an extra $2.99 per month to add a second home to their accounts.
That is insane. So that's
anybody that's sharing passwords, if you add a second home to your account, it's going to be $2.99 extra. They know they can't pull that bullshit right now in America. But they're going to try it on South America first. And then after that, it should be coming to us. So what you think? You keeping Netflix? They come out. You're sharing your password with somebody else. You're keeping Netflix. At this point, they done already went up, I think, to what, $15 or something like that a month?
Yeah.
And that's for standard definition, if you want.
Which is ass.
Right. Like, oh, bro, you could put that shit in black and white. I'm not paying no more. I don't give a fuck.
No. No. You're tripping.
And then they're going to cancel you. But Are you willing to pay the $2.99 extra for sharing your password?
I canceled my Netflix because my mom recently told me, she was like, why don't you just get on mine, like the rest of your siblings? Mm. So now the question is she going to pick me off right? So I might be getting my Netflix back. I don't know. But I just think it's ridiculous that they're cracking down because y'all literally cannot afford to lose anybody else.
Exactly.
And don't forget, you started this shit sending DVDs in the mail. Don't forget where you came from because you're about to go back to
Low key, Netflix is starting to see that the world ain't so pretty because you got to think about the position Netflix is in right now. Netflix.
Yeah.
Basically, they had all of these people. They had all these people fucking with Netflix. Netflix was getting all of these shows that people wasn't using no more. The Office. Mm-hmm. All of these good ass shows. You know what I'm saying? So then they had the contract with Disney. They had, even for a little while, had Nickelodeon. Had some Nickelodeon shit, all yeah. that. But then everybody wanted to come out with their own streaming service. So now Peacock pulled. Exactly. They pulled fucking The Office, 30 Rock, Parks and Rec. All of their good shit, they pulled it back. Then you got fucking Disney mm-hmm. Plus was like, all that Daredevil shit, all that Marvel shit, pull that. That's ours. We starting our own shit.
Paramount Plus
came.
Nickelodeon.
They pulling all their shit. Like, everybody just like, oh, well, we all starting our own shit. Like, and now Netflix is only left with the shit that they created. So.
And they canceled most of
it. Yeah, and they canceled all. You want to cancel my shit, Girl Boss? You want to cancel that? You remember that, you bitch ass niggas? I remember it. It's a good show, and you canceled it. But.
The sting is still there.
It's still there. It was one really good season, but okay, moving on. Now they only left with the shit that they got, that they created, and it's hard to keep that shit up, G. It's hard to keep it up when it's just mm-hmm. your original content, because everybody else not starting from ground one. Peacock not starting from ground one. They know you're going to still watch The Office. They know you're going to still watch Parks and Rec.
Yep.
And then they just going to create new shit on top of that. Netflix has got the newest starting lineup, like, you know, the earliest thing they created, you got is House of Cards and Orange is the New Black, that little wave that came through.
Yep.
But both of those shows is over now, and that's the oldest piece of work that they got. So it's like they trying to create a whole lot of shit, but that's why I think that's why they starting to charge so much, because now they like they have to keep creating to make it worth, like, to keep Netflix. So, I don't know, man. Maybe Netflix might get taken down a notch. Because if you keep going up on the price, people are showing that they're willing to cancel Netflix. It's all types of other shit out there.
Oh, yeah.
So
HBO Max is $15, and they release shit that's in theaters. Yeah. You are tripping.
And I'm not going to lie to you.
You're out your mind.
At this point, HBO Max is more valuable to me. That's my most valuable streaming network. And the combination of Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus is very valuable. So, Netflix, it ain't looking good.
See you later.
It ain't looking good.
Yeah, pack it the For fuck real. Up. Pack it up.
It's not looking good. I think my option, I mean, same with me. I don't think we share our password with nobody on Netflix, but I mean, we do be logged in. I wonder how that's going to work with phones, because I be logged into Netflix on my phone and on my laptop. Like,
yeah, do they consider that sharing passwords?
I don't know.
Or maybe that's your devices.
But they're going to have to.
But they can tell, like, when you're from you're in a different city.
Right. But let's say you go to a hotel. How do you tell, like, how you going to charge me? I'm at a hotel. I'm trying to use my Netflix. Like, and you know a lot of hotel TVs have Netflix on it. You just got to sign in, sign out. So, mm-hmm. like, how you going to, I wonder how they going to pull, how are they going to be able to know?
Because I remember, like, there used to be a thing where it would say you've got too many screens using Netflix now.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do it that way.
Hmm. Okay, I guess, but
like if you're watching, you share your password with me. You're watching something where you're at, and I'm watching something where I'm at.
One of us got to go.
Yeah. They gonna know. Oh, $2.99, bitch. You're in Indiana.
That's bullshit, man. I'm on a business trip. You don't do that shit to me. You don't get a nigga back like that.
I know. That's crazy.
Straight up. But,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I think Netflix is starting to see the harsh reality that they're going to have to make a lot of money to keep the upkeep of their shows. Keep it at the quality, because now they've even made shows at a really high quality now, to where it's like if they take a step backwards, it ain't gonna be good because people expect a certain level from them now. So
right,
we'll see though.
We will see.
The Netflix saga continues. All right, I think that's enough for mixed culture topics. Let's go ahead and hop into it's hypothetical time. It's on you.
It is. It is. Okay. Pretty short. Pretty sweet. All right. So, you get the opportunity to be in a TV show for a month. You're trapped in this TV show. So, what TV show are you choosing?
TV show I'm choosing. Let me go ahead. Just with the spirit of niggas is dying in that show. niggas is dying in that. Let me choose. I don't want the pressure to always be funny though. That's why I don't want no comedy. You know what? No, I'm gonna go with it. It's because I'm watching it right now. I'm gonna go with The Boys.
On purpose?
Yeah, so I could get powers.
Okay.
Yeah, I want powers.
Okay, cool. There's a lot of shit going on in that show. Can I choose
the type of character I am, though?
You get to pick what character you are. What character from the show?
Oh, wait. So I have to be a
character? You get to take.
No, then not. The Boys.
You have to be a character.
The Boys is out.
Yeah, that's why I was like,
I don't like none of them motherfuckers. Absolutely none of them. And the people I do like don't have powers. All right, let's see, what show would I choose? Let me do I was gonna say Modern Family, but I'll do Modern Family. Fuck it. I'm gonna do Modern Family.
Who are you gonna be?
I'll be Jay, the grandfather.
I can see that. I can see that. Yeah, because Jay is a lot.
He's funny though. I fuck with him.
Jay is a lot, but he's very honest and straightforward.
I fuck with
him. He's hilarious. That's good. That is very good.
How about you? Yeah,
I think the show I would go into would probably be Living Single.
Good one. I didn't think far enough back.
And I would be... no, that's okay. I'll let you pick another show. Like a second show. But I would... Oh my gosh, I don't know. I think I want to be... Sinclair.
Really? Her little...
I want to be Sinclair.
She's so ditzy, though. Like,
I know. I have my Sinclair moments. Okay. So I relate to her character. Her and Khadijah pretty much.
Don't need you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I always say that. Exactly. Anytime somebody say Khadijah or their name is Khadijah, I'm like, because Khadijah don't need you. Every time.
Yeah. And she meant that shit. She meant it. But yeah, I think that would be a good television universe to be stuck in for a month. Because they were always, you know, close-knit. They were with their friends. They would resolve shit together.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
It's a good show to be
okay, in. Then I got to go different. My second show. This is the second show right here. fuck. I don't want to be the main guy all the time, though. I don't want to be... Because I was going to say the Jamie Foxx show. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. But, you know, I ain't trying to be Jamie all the time.
You don't want to be Braxton?
I can't be Braxton. I can't be Braxton.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn. What is another older show that I... Let me get... Damn, I can't do that one either.
which Prince, one was Fresh it? Prince.
But I can't beat Carlton. It's just like in 90s shows, you either was like the guy or you was corny. Living Single, and Living Single was literally the only show where it wasn't like that. Like, everybody, no. Overton was cool.
Overton was, a little cool corny, hell, but like, it was in his cute way. You got Kyle, who's,
he ain't the guy, but, you know, he got it going. You know, he got his stuff. Yeah, doing smooth, his shit. Smooth,
yeah.
Fuck. Let me go for a drama. I need a drama. Let me get Insecure. I'm out here Insecure. Yeah. You know I fuck with my niggas. Damn, what's my nigga name? Lawrence. My nigga Lawrence, man. I felt like that's me at heart anyway. Shout out to my nigga Lawrence. I'm Lawrence, man.
Yeah.
That's
what's up.
He went through a lot of shit, but you know what?
I don't know what month you get to clap choose. Their cheeks too. But
of multiple people. And hey. And he ended up getting Issa in the end. He got her. He did it. That baby mama drama
you funny
was
as hell.
That was something else. God damn it.
There's your mom. No, I'm playing. I can't do that.
Because I was so mad at that lady for doing him like that. He was trying. Oh,
he was.
That was a good show. Damn, it's over. Fuck. That hurts.
Yep, it is over.
Mm. What's your second show?
Yeah. Damn. Oh, shit. I'd say Grey's Anatomy, but
fucking obvious reasons. Yeah, their fucking lives are awful. Unless you're Meredith, you're going to make it through.
All the people, their lives are terrible. Oh, yeah, they ain't killing Meredith. Damn, I don't want no sad shit either. She's my favorite character,
by the way.
Oh, yeah. She a tough cookie. She be taking that shit in stride.
I love her favorite, too. I love Meredith for the way she going. Mm-hmm. You're not going to phase Meredith. Straight up. Yeah.
Oh no, not at all. She might break in the back, but then she gonna come out and take care of it.
And I love her for it. G, she a good one, a good woman, right there.
Yeah.
Go ahead though.
Yep. All right. I think my second show is gonna be That's So Raven, and I'm obviously gonna be Raven
because it's the
All right. Yeah.
I feel like because
just so I can.
But you can't control it.
The future, all that good stuff.
Oh, okay.
I'll just deal with it.
But it's gonna happen no matter what. Even if you try not to make it happen.
Damn.
As you can see on the show, like.
Oh well, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. I'll be fine. Cause could you imagine Grey's Anatomy? Imagine me being Meredith. Trying to not control some shit. Yeah. Fires, airplane crashes, fucking floods, earthquakes.
Shooters, all of
just that. Knock out every natural disaster. Active shooters, everything. Yeah. Ooh, I couldn't. No, I couldn't do Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. That's off the table.
I mean, I would save somebody's life. I watched enough episodes to, all I need is a pen. So. But, yeah. Okay, those are good choices.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah,
we can skip over the pen. It's okay. I just know I could save your life with a pen.
right in the
I'm going to just open up your airway. Yeah, that's it. That's the extent of my help.
I trust you to do that. Yeah. You sound confident.
Nope. Okay. But all right, that was a good one. Okay. Y'all let us know. Comment section what y'all would do. What TV show would you be a part of? What what character would you be? What TV show would you be a part of? All right. So let's move on to oh crap. My earbud that fell out on me.
Oh shit.
Oh okay, there we go. All right.
We need one of those standby clips.
Oh, my life. Hold on. All right. For real. Let's go ahead and get into this emotional thought. So, this week for the emotional thought, we were, you know, talking before. Well, we've been holding this topic for a second, but we were just thinking about what are some of the things that if you or just you as a person, things that you get embarrassed by, like whether it's a certain type of situation, a certain a certain person, or maybe some type of action that you do that happens or something like that. What's something that you get embarrassed by?
When I tell you, when this shit happens to me, I want to run and fucking hide. Mm-hmm. It's the stupidest thing. But you know how, like, you'll be walking perfectly fine, and then you mm-hmm. just roll your ankle?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah. Why does that like, happen,
this
though?
This will like, be my foot, like, and it goes like this, and I'm, like, right in front of people.
But it's so quick, though. Like, you good. Like, you bounce back, and you move on.
No. No.
Really?
Like, imagine you're walking in the mall. And you know how traffic in the mall is. Like, people are going like this. And your ass just... No. That is so embarrassing to me.
It would not bother me like that. It wouldn't bother me.
Or, like, tripping when ain't shit there.
Okay. I feel that.
Yeah. Like, I'm not embarrassed by falling because... I would just laugh if I actually fell. But not even being able to execute a full fall and just almost falling, that shit is way more embarrassing to me.
I could see where that might be embarrassing. I think the fall is much more embarrassing, though. Especially if you struggle to get up. Especially if you struggle to get up. If you struggle to get up, it's way more embarrassing. So.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I've had people fall in front of me, and then I try to help them get up, and they're like, no, just leave me here. No, get the fuck up, because now I'm embarrassed. Get your ass
Yo,
up.
I have failed. In a, so, it's this story. I fell in the pond, right? I may have told it on here before. Mm-hmm. I fell in this pond because my friend tricked me and another friend was like, let's see how close you could get to the water without touching it with your feet. Now, it's a little concrete slope that goes into this pond. So, we both get to, he's like, damn, this is as close as I could get. But he's super far off from me. I'm like, nigga, I can get way closer than that. He gets close. And then my friend, he gets really close too, but he slips in and then pulled me in that bitch. So we in the pond, like he and that bitch drowning. I can swim, but he and that bitch dying. So I'm like trying to help him. I'm trying to get to the edge. So my friend is laughing so fucking hard that he's weak and he dropping us back. Like he not getting a firm grip on us.
Oh my gosh.
And it was literally the worst. And that's why till this day, if you are laughing, do not fucking touch me. Don't touch me if I feel down, because you're not about to keep dropping me on the ground to make me, you know what I'm saying? Like, to this day, I will not let you help
and
me
you
up.
Genuinely need help.
Yeah, like, because it's like, I know how it feel when you laughing. You do actually get weak, like, legitimately get weak, and no, I will not let you help me. No.
No. Fuck so, that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, falling is one for you?
No, not really. People be falling.
Yeah.
I think for me, this is fun, and this is not necessarily me doing this action, but if I'm with somebody that's acting fucking ignorant, like, where they say some really wild, off-the-wall shit, like...
Yeah.
Or if you just another black person in a room full of white people, I am going to be fucking embarrassed. Like, I remember I was at this thing. It's just real quick. I was at this little job interview. It was a group interview. I told it on here before. So it was this black dude in there. And it was me and my guy and then another black dude. And then the rest of the room was hella white people. This group lady telling us about, y'all know about Cutco. Shit, cutting the pennies and all that shit. She was like, you cut the penny. He was like, wow, dang. So you could cut the pennies like that? That's crazy. No, I literally got what I was dying laughing, but in a way I was so embarrassed though, because it's like, no, why the only other black person in this bitch got to be acting like this? He's like, hey, can you do that thing with the penny again? She's like, man, she's like, oh yeah, sir, I'll get to it. Like, and he just acted so uncivilized, G, and I was like, come on, G, like.
Oh my gosh.
So, like, if you go somewhere with me and you acting, or you say some, you know what I'm saying, like, you acting dumb as hell and shit, I will be embarrassed. I ain't gonna lie. And I will monitor where I go with you. I will monitor where I go with you.
Absolutely. Like,
nah, this ain't an event for you, my boy. So,
yep.
You want to embarrass me? Yeah, that's one way to do it.
Show your ass.
Yep. That's one. You got another one?
Yes. So kind of in that same regard, when I'm with people and like they're rude.
Oh, yes.
To people around us, or like they're talking loud on the phone, or they're arguing with somebody, and I'm just sitting there like, or even when they're at a restaurant and they're like, my stuff was like this, this, and this, and I'll be over here. Ma'am, I am so sorry. She's usually not like this. If you could just bring us our, you know, ticket, that would be great. That's so embarrassing to me. Because you don't have to act like that.
I feel you on that. I agree.
Yeah.
If you want to not go to a restaurant with me again, be a jerk. Be a fucking jerk. And I won't never go anywhere else with you again. That or say some bullshit like, I'm not tipping her nothing. All right, but we're never going out together again.
Oh, yeah. Straight and up. People be dead serious.
Yeah, they be dead serious. And as soon as you show me you serious, but all right, can't go nowhere with you no more. Oh, another thing. This has happened to me before. I talked about it on the podcast before. But if we go somewhere and yo dumb ass get caught stealing.
No.
I'm not fucking with you because you didn't embarrass me. You embarrassed
me. Now that's fucking embarrassing. It's that's embarrassing.
Dog, that happened to me one time and I never went to another store with that girl. Because,
damn.
And it wasn't even a girl I was with. I was with my ex and she was with her friend. And the girl came out with nothing but beauty supplies, all in. And he running after us, talking about, hey, come back here. Come back. I'm like, nigga, I got my receipt. Nigga, what?
Yeah.
What's up? I'm ready. I'm like, nigga, what you talking about? I pay for everything. No, not you. Her. I look back at my girl like, damn, what you
You better
stealing?
Fucking not.
I'm like, what the fuck you say? She like, nah, I ain't steal nothing. I'm like, what the fuck? And then he was like, no, not her. Her. And I was like, oh, no. Oh, no, you didn't got
anybody
ride
with
us.
You
got a ride with us. I can't believe you that came up here and stole. We gracious enough to take you to Walmart with us, and you came up here with the thievery. I was so mad.
Had all y'all's asses in the office.
Yeah.
That is fucking funny.
We sitting outside the office because they said you can't come in there. Y'all didn't steal shit. It's her.
Oh, damn. Okay, good.
So we sitting out waiting on her, and I immediately look at her. I'm like, hey, I'm not going nowhere else with her. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Look at us. Look at us. What are we fucking parents waiting on our child to come out of here? And when I tell you, she stole so much shit. When she walked back out, we get to the car. She like, they still ain't get this comb and this bulb. I was like, you proud. Look at you. You sicking me. You're proud of yourself. They still ain't get this comb, and I still got out of there with the rubber bands and this.
What?
And it was just so she could do her hair. You got me fucked up.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah. He was following them around. But that type of shit, you get caught stealing or some shit like that, man. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed by association.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I have one more. Mm-hmm. Whenever my stomach is like growling really, really loud, I'm in public, like taking a test or some shit, and my stomach is making. Hold on.
Well, that's on me. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, my bad. Oh, hold on real quick. Oh, sorry. There we go. All right. There we go.
Okay. There we go. We good?
Yeah. Yep. It was lagging okay. a lot.
It was lagging. Oh, okay. But no, when I'm like in public and it's quiet and my stomach is making a crazy noise, I'm like, I promise y'all, I am not about to shit my pants. I just haven't eaten in 24 hours. I just haven't eaten. It's not what you think.
I feel you.
That is so embarrassing to me because people be looking at me like, and sometimes they'll try to be funny, like, hungry? Yep. Fuck y'all. Leave me alone. That shit is so embarrassing.
Oh my God. Gee. The funniest shit about that is I was literally just talking to my boy, so I ain't gonna say who it was, but we was on the game and he was like, man, why I was chilling over this girl house? And he's like, I had to shit real bad.
Oh,
like,
God.
He said, so I had bubble guts. He was like, I had bubble guts. So she laying on the nigga chest. Ooh. And my shit just going nuts. He's like, damn. He was like, damn, I'm hungry. Trying to play it off. That shit had me in tears, though. He was like, damn, I'm hungry, man. He was like, I had the shit. I was dying.
Oh my gosh.
That's hilarious, G.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. You gotta do what you gotta do.
He said, damn, I'm hungry. He's like, boy, that's the other end.
He lied through his damn teeth. Oh my gosh. Ooh. That's funny as hell.
Oh my god.
But no, that shit, like, you be nervous as fuck, like, oh damn. What are they gonna think of me?
Oh my god. I ain't gonna lie. Oh, on that note though, something that embarrassed me, and I'm not even proud of this shit, but like, let's say you really got a shit somewhere, right? You finally get to the toilet and it's a public place, right? And you just couldn't make it nowhere else. And somebody else is in there. But you know this shit that you got is about to be a loud one. I will be holding it until a motherfucker walking down. I'm like, oh my God. Please walk out. Hurry up and walk out. Like, or if I know it's going to make a sound, I literally try to cough over it. Like, ooh. Knowing damn well they heard that shit anyway.
And be coughing early as fuck.
Right? I'm like, that bitch. And that bitch false coughing, bro. Or just trying to make any sound.
The fart. Oh my gosh, the fart come after the cough.
It's like, damn. I'll be trying to pull the toilet paper just to make some type of noise in that bitch to cover it up. Any noise. Like, goddamn.
Oh my gosh.
That shit is very embarrassing to me. I don't know why. Like,
I tell you, I would tell you, that shit happened to me in high school one time. I was sick and I had, you know, I had the bubble guts. So I went to the bathroom and did what I had to do, and then I went back to class and two of my friends were in there like dying laughing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the fuck is so funny? Like, why are y'all laughing so hard? Aww. This bitch slips me a fucking note. And she said, I went to the bathroom while you were in there.
Oh, my God.
And I heard you. No. I heard you fart really loud. So I immediately start busting out laughing in class. The teacher comes up, snatches the note out of my hand. Oh, and he was like, well, let's just read this out loud. No. I grabbed that shit so quick.
I heard that on that my wife. Hey. Oh, my God.
Did I get sent to the principal's office? Absolutely. But you ain't about to fucking play me. Life.
You ain't about to be no.
She said, India. She said, India, I laughed so hard. She said she had to crawl out of the bathroom. Damn. Because I was in there. She said, you were in there dropping bombs, bitch. You really had to go.
No, it be like that sometimes. And I don't know why we got to be so embarrassed about a bodily function, G. You cannot control that shit.
Yes.
At all. But that shit right there. I don't know what it is. Yep. Somebody walk in that restroom with me. I'm like, God damn, hold on. Oh, come on, walk out of this bitch. Come on, come on, get out of this.
You be in there fucking hurting yourself. I'm like, oh, my life. Talking about some
save yourself. Leave. Save yourself. Because I'm about to... it's about to be a fucking drumline in this bitch. Like, y'all better get out of here. Like, hell no.
Oh, my gosh. That's a damn that shame. A fucking, but if anybody says they ain't been in a situation like that, they're lying. Fucking lying.
They're fucking lying on my life.
They're lying.
Oh my God!
Ain't no way.
Yeah, that right there is embarrassing, shit. And I envy people that don't give a fuck. I envy people that don't give a fuck.
No, some seriously.
People you will walk in, they just like, and I'm like, damn, nigga, you ain't got no fucking.
And we'll try to talk to your ass while they doing
and
it.
They just wilding out, and I'm like, damn.
Yeah. You know I'm in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, like you know I'm in here. You just wilding out on that bitch. Like, okay, but.
No, and we'll talk to you at the sink. I said.
And that's how you're supposed to be, right? The whole time. We need to be like them. Like, shit, that's my body, bro. Like, I don't control this shit. Literally, I don't control this shit. But,
Nope.
Yeah, that.
That is funny as fuck.
That's funny right there. Any other more embarrassing things? I'm sure there's more. I just can't think of.
Not that I could think of. Oh my gosh.
Oh, you know what? I got one more. First of all,
what is it?
All right, it's kind of two. One of them, mm-hmm. I can read good. I don't have no issues reading. But sometimes if a motherfucker asks me to read something out loud, I'll like stumble over mm-hmm. a word real quick. And that quick second, even though I'm reading perfectly fine, but it's like one word where I'm like, and it'd be like a small word, like fucking create and I'm like and like I'll just say some dumb shit and I'm like damn what the-? And I go back that quick second embarrasses the fuck out of me because I'm like damn nigga you be reading though like damn could try to
yes.
act like
and you yeah. think this time you fucked up
that shit pisses me off and I'm like bro I can read nigga I'll reread this shit right now. Like don't try to play me like that shit right there. And I always find a time, like, it'll be, like, it's never the big words. The big words, I'm a get it, because I didn't look ahead already. I done seen that big word coming, and I done started sounding it out in my head.
Looking ahead.
Yeah, I'm like,
you gotta
but
do
I'm
that.
Reading, and I'm just looking ahead. But, like, it's always, like, some, or a nigga put a fucking colon somewhere, and I'm, like, trying to say it the right way or something like that. And mm-hmm. it fuck a nigga up or something. So that's one. The other one is I can type at a decent little speed. It's not crazy fast. It's not super slow or nothing like that. But when someone is standing over my shoulder watching me type,
oh my gosh,
I be fucking up, and I'm like, nigga, you don't never be making this many mistakes. I'm constantly pressing delete, constant backspace. That shit is embarrassing and it's irritating too, because I'm like, I would get this done much quicker if you just backed off for a second.
I would tell him to walk away. Typing straight fucking gibberish because you want to stand up from my shoulder.
And now I'm sitting here trying to fucking type my damn. And you know, the things that you usually, it's easy. Like you didn't fucking type there instead of there. And it's like, I got a backspace. Mm-hmm. Like now you doing that five times. I didn't, man, I meant R.
I fucked up a whole sentence.
Yeah, like that shit is embarrassing too. So yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I'll tell people, I'm like, usually I can look at the screen and type without having to look at my keyboard. But since your ass is here now right now, I'm over here going like this, bitch. You gotta get away from me. I gotta
1-2 finger this bitch until you walk away. Oh, my life.
What do you need?
Man. Shit. I hate when the nigga watching me type like an email or some bullshit, because now I'm like, God damn it. Mm-mm. I'm trying to. It's not like I'm trying to impress them, but at the same time, I really don't want them to be here all day watching me. So I'm trying to get it done as quick as possible.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Yep. Those is my two things right there, man.
I agree. Oh, man.
Well,
yep.
With that being said, man, y'all let us know in the comment section. Do y'all have any other things that like get embarrassed by, or maybe if another person do it or something like that? Let us know. Let us know in the comment section, and because I would love to hear it. I would love to hear it. So, with that being said, let's get into the review segment for this week. This week we only got 2 reviews, and we're gonna, you know, keep it as, I'm gonna try to keep it brief. So the first one, I remember last week I was telling y'all that I watched Hawkeye, the TV Disney Plus TV series, the Marvel Studios TV series, and it's about the Archer Hawkeye, who was a part of the Avengers. Clint Barton, and it's also about Kate Bishop. Kate Bishop is basically, if you know about Hawkeye, his sidekick-ish, if partner, if you will. So, yeah, you got Jeremy Renner, who's been Hawkeye through all of the Avengers series, playing Clint Barton, or Hawkeye. And then you got Haley Stanfield, who's playing Kate Bishop. What else is she in, dog? And it really bothers me. I feel like she was on some Disney Channel shit, maybe.
Probably so.
Oh, no, she was on Pitch. Like. No, she was on Pitch Perfect 3. She was in Pitch Perfect 3.
Is that it? She was.
The Edge of 17, Bumblebee. Oh, she had to be in something else, see?
Oh. Yeah. Because she looks really familiar.
She really do got like a familiar ass. She was in Pitch Perfect 2 as well. Was she in Pitch Perfect 1? I don't know. But.
I don't think so.
She just got a familiar ass face, but you know, white people. So not trying to be offensive. All right, but so it's about a series based on a superhero Hawkeye, centering on the adventures of young Avenger Kate Bishop, who took on the role after the original Avenger Clint Barton. So basically she grew up as a kid, and one day outside her window during the first Avengers movie, the first one, she seen Hawkeye do like an amazing little move with an arrow outside her house that was kind of blown up to pieces. And she was like, damn, that's what I want to be like. So her whole life, she studied to be an archer. You know, she's been shooting arrows since she could remember. And lost her father in the process. This is not spoilers. This is just literally the first episode. Not even that, really. So, she ended up somehow running into, I'm not going to say how, but running into Hawkeye. And this is basically her trying to show him, like, hey, I can do this. Like, can I work with you? Him being like, ah, come on, man. Like, you're a kid. Like, oh. Now, she's not a kid. She, like, 21. So she's like, no, I'm an adult. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I can do this. Like, I can make my own decision. He's like, no, like, go on. Like, I'm just trying to get this shit done and move on. She got herself into a situation. And what I will say about the show is there is one really big surprise in it that is, I was so happy to see. I was really happy to see.
Damn, now I gotta watch it.
And the reason why I say it's a big surprise is because It's another show that's tied to it that's near and dear to my heart. So, and I'm just happy that I seen this, because now I have some hope in my heart that something else is about to happen. So, with that being said, the villain in this is, I can't really say who the villain is because it's tied to that, but the villain is a formidable foe, you know, formidable for their level.
Mm-hmm.
It is something to be said. First of all, I like what they did with Hawkeye, because he is a person that don't got powers. And they really leaned into that, him being like a human, like him not really having like all of the shit. Like, he ain't Iron Man who got all the money. Like, yeah, Iron Man is also human as well, but he got this money. You know what I'm saying? He didn't infuse himself with a robot. Like, mm-hmm. he's straight. But Clint, my nigga Clint, you know, Hawkeye, he the least respected of the Avengers. And they played into that as well. He's the least respected. And after this, I was like, damn, I feel that. Like, I feel you kind of see his side, and he just take everything in stride. Like, he not really trying to be in the spotlight or none ever at any point. But,
yeah,
you know, he finally gets some. It's just, I like that they told his side of the story. Another person that popped up in this is one of my new favorite Marvel characters. Is I'm gonna just say it's not really a spoiler, but Black Widow's sister. I don't know if you've seen. Yeah, she's
I love
my,
her.
One of my new favorite characters. I love her accent. I don't know if it's real or not, but I absolutely love it. I like Russian people.
Yeah, and their sense of humor and sarcasm. All of that.
Yeah, overall, though, this was actually way better than I thought it would be. This is my, like, second favorite Marvel TV show. Yeah, this is... I would go for another season of this, because it wasn't super serious, but it wasn't also, like... It wasn't not serious, too. It was serious moments in there. And they had a little bit of everything. And I feel like they had the most action from, like, front to back. Like... And Falcon Winter Soldier. It was some action in there. It was a lot of action. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite one so far. A lot of action, but it was action dense episodes, but not like all the way through. It wasn't some of that. Yeah.
All of them.
And I've always had a thing for archers. Always. Absolutely always. Ever since I was a kid, I always thought that if you got an arrow in Lord of the Rings, I like Legolas. On anything that it was an archer on the game, I was picking them. That's my thing. I love archers. So I thought this was a really good show. They did a good job tying it into the known Marvel universe, and I can see that big things is gonna happen from the show. So it's a good show.
You're making me.
Oh yeah,
believer. Now I gotta watch it. I'm really behind on Marvel TV shows. Like really,
I was
really
right
behind,
with you.
So.
Mainly because I just wasn't. You gotta be in the mood. You gotta be in the mood for that. And I just ended up just forcing myself to get in the mood, and now I'm in. So that's how I ended up watching The Boys, because I'm like, all right, I'm on my superhero kick. Speaking of season 3 of The Boys is good right now. Yeah, I'm like halfway through, and I'm like, damn, this is getting really fucking good. But Hawkeye. Hawkeye was a solid one. I would say as far as like where it rank with the rest of them, I would go Falcon, Winter Soldier, Hawkeye, Loki. Falcon, Winter Soldier, Hawkeye... Moon Knight or Loki, they might be tied. Okay. I think WandaVision wasn't really about action, so it was very slow and it took me a while to get into, but it was good. And then the other one was What if was cool too. It was cool, but it's cartoon version, so mm-hmm. you know, of course they can put as much action as they want in that. So
exactly.
Definitely go check it out. It's on Disney Plus. It's 6 episodes, I believe. Yeah, 6 episodes, not crazy on the length. And it's definitely worth mm-hmm. the watch. I could see that Kate Bishop is gonna be around to stay for a while, so just keep that in mind and check out Hawkeye for real. And it's a good Christmas watch.
What do you rate it out of 10?
Yeah, because it's like okay. real Christmas based at the time. That's when it came out. So mm-hmm. I would say out of 10, it's a 7. It's a 7.5. Yeah.
Okay.
all right, moving. I'm going to go 8. My bad. All right. Yep.
Okay.
So moving on, we got the album review. So, album that yep. we are reviewing today, we got Joey Badass. Look, I'm a Joey Badass fan, but Joey Badass has been, he's been out the game for a second, you know? Last album he came out with was All American Badass that came out in 2017. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Last album came out with All American Badass was good too, by the way. If you never heard it, it was good. Mm-hmm. But then before that, you know, you had mixtapes. So you got 1999 was his first mixtape, and it splashed. As soon as he came on the scene, 1999 put him on the map, had people approaching him to get signed, but Jay-Z's tried to sign him, all of these people. Like, it ain't like he was just, and he was a kid at the time. That's how I got put on Joey mm-hmm. Badass, and ever since then, I was a fan. 1999 is a classic, just a bona fide classic, front to back. So mm-hmm. this album is named 2000. To follow up the 1999 album. It's the next album, like if it like the game made the yeah. documentary too, that's that type of thing.
Yeah.
Which made me nervous because every time somebody does this and they follow up an album,
yep.
a classic album that they have, and they know it's a classic because everybody says it's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
They follow it up with like a sequel. It's difficult, G. It sucks. It do suck.
Yeah.
It's very few people that yeah. can pull that off. Jay-Z was one. He did the Blueprint series. You got,
mm-hmm.
damn, who else had a good series? Oh, you know, Kanye had the series, The College Dropout, The Late Registration, Graduation. But it's very rare that an artist can pull that shit off, G. It is very rare. And it separate the mm-hmm. boys from the men.
Yeah.
So this album is called 2000. Cover art, it's actually something like the 1999 cover art, but instead of 1999 across the cover, say 2000. And it's in white lettering. And then, you know, kind of the same mm-hmm. color hue, though. But the other one look a little bit more cartoonish on 1999. And then you got, it's 14 songs, 53 minutes long. You got features from Diddy, Westside Gunn, Larry June, Chris Brown, Capella Gray, and J.I.D. All right. Let me tell y'all how I feel about the album. This is difficult. This is my problem. This is my issue. I fuck with Joey Badass hard, but
mm-hmm.
If you're gonna do a second album, I'm gonna immediately compare it to the first one. Like, I'm immediately gonna be like, all right, is this better than 1999? Nope, it's not. It's not, but it's still something to be said. Dang. That it's solid. It's decent. It's a good. It's an okay album. It's not mm-hmm. terrible. It's actually yeah. it's songs that's in here that's good as fuck. He previewed the song Head High on Instagram, like a while back. I want to say it was almost a year ago, And I was like, damn, man, when you gonna put that shit out? Like, I actually was going back to the post over and over because he was just rapping it and over the beat. And I was like, damn, this shit hard right here. Like, and I'm like, when is he gonna put this shit out? I low key had forgot about it by the time it came to this year because I'm like, damn, he ain't never gonna put that shit out.
What an asshole for making you wait a whole year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then he finally put it out as the single for this album. He put it out as a single. And I'm like, ah, man, he finally put the song out. So I had been listening to the single before the album came out. And it's still a good ass. It's a good ass song. It's a good ass song. Other songs on here that was solid. You got Where I Belong, Cruise Control. Eulogy Zip Codes was cool too. And Head High was great. Yeah. I mean, it's other songs than that that's solid, but those is like the ones I fuck. Oh, Where I Belong. Did I say that? I said Where I Belong, I believe.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, it's other songs that's good on here too. I don't know. One thing, my other little criticism of Joey Badass is that it kind of feel like he lost his accent a little bit, and it kind of fucked with me a little bit because like that's one of the things that he has this sound that like how he say stuff that make it sound good. I don't know how to explain it, but he has a way of saying some shit that make it sound good. And his accent is a big part of that. His like New York accent. And like, it felt so like he was not doing that on this album, or he just like was straying away from having the accent and just saying things like clearly and all that. And I was like, ah, damn, nigga. But that's what we like for me.
Yeah.
Cause it got like a grittier sound to it. So, and then some songs it came through. Some other songs like I didn't really hear. You would think you wouldn't even really be able to tell he was from New York, to be honest. Brooklyn. So, that's my only main criticism that I think kind of bothered me about the album. But the production was solid. It was okay. Mm-hmm. It was his style, but. That's also kind of another gripe, because if you're going to name it 1999, the production on there was so like, if you know about like J Dilla or MF Doom, that type of sound. Like boom bap sound, it wasn't a lot of that boom bap on this. No. And I was like, damn, like that's what we thought would be here. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, just going into it with different expectations than what you're getting it's kind of disappointing.
It's a letdown. Yeah.
It's not saying that the album is bad. It's just like, damn, that's not what I was here for, though.
It wasn't what you expected. Yeah.
So, with that being said, did you listen to the album? How you feel?
I did. Okay. I did listen to the album. Okay. I don't think that it was a bad album. Mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty... It was good. It was a good listen. I didn't have to skip any songs. I don't know why it felt long to me. It was only 53 minutes and it was only 14 songs, but it still felt a little bit long. I guess because some of the songs were actually long, like over five minutes. But the three songs that I liked the most were Cruise Control. Wanna Be Loved is like my number one favorite song.
Oh, yeah, J.I.D. got off on that too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He definitely did.
Yeah, he did.
And then Survivor's Guilt.
Mm-hmm.
I liked how he was talking about his friend. I thought that was a good song.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a bad album.
No, not.
And I've never heard 1999, so I'm sure if I had, I might feel the way that you do about it.
And then I'm not talking about the watered down 1999 either, like the streaming service 1999, like
the streaming service mixtape.
Yeah, like the streaming service one is solid. It's good to listen to just because it's on the streaming. You ain't got to go do no extra work. But if you know how to get the original one on your Apple Music, I would always suggest you listen to the one that was on Dat Piff, because when they put these mixtapes on streaming services, it'd be samples that they couldn't get cleared. And so it's beats that they got to change so they can put it on Apple Music. And it really fucked with me on one of my favorite songs on 1999. It's Funky Ho. And it's a small sample that they took out of the background of that. And it really affected me because I listened to it from the streaming service. And I'm like, damn, this ain't right. And as soon as it come on, I immediately go back to Apple Music and find the one from Bad Piff. And be like, no.
That's a real thing, though.
Yeah.
I was just talking to Mel, and I told her that there was a song. It's by Marcus Houston, but it's from when we were in high school. And I was like, I told her I wanted to hear the song. Like, I just wanted to listen to it the other day. So I went to Apple Music and I said, what the fuck is this?
Exactly.
I have never heard this version of this song in my entire life. Then I went to YouTube, found the version that I was thinking of, and everybody in the comments was like, this is the only version that matters. This is the best version. And I said,
exactly.
I was starting to trip. Like, did I imagine that shit? Yes.
I knew it. Yes. Thank you. I know I'm not tripping because I've done the same thing. And I'm like, yo, this is not right. This is not fucking right. Yeah.
And it's awful.
Yes.
Like, the version that's on Apple Music, it doesn't even sound like he's on track. Yo. And then I went to YouTube and I played that shit on a loop. Because that is the best version of that song.
Look, I'm going to give y'all a little cheat code. If you want to know how to get the right version or the just a version of that song that you like on your Apple Music. Now, the only thing is only you will be able to listen to it on your on your phone. Like, you can't share it to somebody else from your Apple Music. But what you can do, if you got a laptop, a MacBook, whatever, if you get iTunes on your computer, you get iTunes, you download the song off the internet. I know some people don't want to go through the trouble of downloading no more, but sometimes...
You didn't hear this from us.
Hey, you didn't hear it from me, right. But a lot of the times, these downloader sites is free. Like, that Piff, you can still go back and download mixtapes. Like, it ain't going to be different.
Right.
So, like, one of my favorite mixtapes that I did this with, because it's so fucked up on the streaming service, technically, is Cushion Orange Juice and Cabin Fever by Wiz Khalifa. They just took out some of the songs on Cushion Orange Juice. It just really fucked me up. So I went to Dat Piff, I downloaded the original version, and then I just drag it to my Apple Music. Once you drag it to your Apple Music and
like
your songs,
like the good old days.
Yep, just drag it in there, and then all you gotta do, go to File at the top, and then go to Library and click Update Cloud Library. Once you do that, it's going to be on your phone. And it'll be on the main page. Like, that's the last thing you added. Like, last album you added. I do it all the time. All the fucking time.
I'm telling you. Because I have the Live Mixtapes app on my phone. And then I have a playlist of, like, all the mixtapes that I listen to. And I went there and I was like, oh, I should be able to find the right version on this. It's the same trash ass version that's on Apple Music.
And it hurts.
I cannot. It hurts so bad. But I had to, like, verify with your wife. I was like, he made this isn't
this
the version
the
of the
right
song
one.
We were singing in high school. And she was like, no, there's two different versions.
You know, there's another song that's like that. It's Pretty Ricky. Is it, what Pretty Ricky song is it? It's something like that, but.
Hotline?
It's fucking Hotline. Yes.
Yeah.
It is fucking Hotline,
yes.
G. You go listen to it on the stream, and you're going to be like, bro, this ain't the song. This is not it, G.
No.
And you got to go find that regular version. I do it every time. I will go through the trouble because you're not going to fuck me over, okay? I know what I heard.
And I know how. I know.
Yeah.
But sometimes there's things where people are like, oh, there used to not be a K in Chick-fil-A and people don't remember the sweepstakes where that man would come to your doorstep with that big ass check. They were like, oh, that never happened. And I'm like,
yes, it did.
Y'all ain't going to do this shit to me with Marcus Houston.
Yeah.
There's a whole thing on TikTok where they're like, Egg McMahon never showed up to people's house. That, what is it called? Publishers Clearinghouse.
Yep.
They said it never happened. No,
that shit happened.
I thought my ass was having a Mandela effect and I was about to freak the fuck out.
They said that same shit about that one movie with Sinbad in it.
I Am Kazam.
Yeah, they was like, that wasn't a real movie. Yes. I'm like, yes, it fucking was.
No. Y'all ain't about to take that shit from me. Because I remember that corny ass. Wait. That wasn't Sinbad. That was Shaquille O'Neal. I Am Kazam.
No, Kazam O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal. It was something else with Sinbad where he played something. But I know it existed, G. I seen a picture of it and I'm like, how do y'all have this picture if it doesn't exist?
Exactly. No, that should be weird, bro.
Yeah.
That shit.
They did it with a Neo song. We ain't gonna go there,
but it'd be weird.
Yeah.
Really? Yep.
It's more than one version of Because of You. It's more than one version.
Really?
Yes. And I know that song forward and backwards. Every ad lib and any role, all of it. And it's a version on Apple Music where I'm like, nope, that's not where it's supposed to be. That's not where mm-hmm. he say that, and it don't keep going this long. No, but I understand why artists are going to put stuff on streaming service the way they can, because mm-hmm. I mean, just because you can't clear a sample, like one of my favorite songs by Wiz Khalifa is Never Been, mm-hmm. and the Never Been that's on Apple Music is a disgrace. It's a disgrace.
And it's hard to listen to
it. It's hard. It's very difficult, G. Because, no, you can't do that. That's the beat that literally started making me want to make beats. And it's all completely different. So I can't allow it. I can't allow it, and I have to go find a regular version. So I'm saying that to say, just if y'all think something is off with some of y'all songs, it's true. They have changed some stuff mm-hmm. so they can put it on streaming and it can be cleared.
Yep.
So, but this album, out of 10, I'm going to go with, I feel like this has potential to grow me a little bit more. So I'm going to say maybe mm-hmm. a six.
Yeah, I agree. I give it a 6.
Yeah. The lyrics is there. Like, I'm never worried about that nigga spitting. Ever. Like, I'm not ever worried about it. It's just like, it's just a lot of little small factors that play into that, though. So, yeah, go check it out. The album called 2000. I think he on tour right now, too. The 1999-2000 tour. So just check it out. I know we got Beyonce coming out next week.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday. So
yep.
Y'all know we're going to have to review Beyonce. I know. So just hold your horses. We're going to get into it.
We're getting there. Yeah.
All right. That's it. We at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all, everybody that came back to... It got all the way through the episode 163. Mm-hmm. Shout out to, like I said, Mr. Wavy. He'll be back next week. And
yes,
make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe on the YouTube channel. Even the audio listeners, please go do that for us. Especially like that helps a lot.
Yeah.
And do you have anything, India?
Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you. And happy birthday, Mr. Wavy.
Happy birthday. It's your girl.
India. And it's your boy.
Yeah. Morales. And stay dangerous.
Got me laughing. I think I'm choking. This podcast, yes, the one I've chosen. Diamond Wavy, always freaking joking. Turn the speaker way up. It's mixed emotions and it's true. It be a whole lot of topics, and however they be feeling, yeah, you know they gonna drop it. So today, maybe they feel some type of way, but with wisdom and experience, a lot of things have changed, mixed emotions.